Happy New Year, Conference USA fans. Welcome in to another episode of CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. Our first episode of 2025 is here. I am Sarah Rudolph, your host, and we are excited to get into some hoops talk today for sure. I know I had a great holiday. I hope you all did as well. If you're a Sam Houston fan, I know you did because the Bearcats notched their very first FBS Bowl win over the holiday break. So we are so excited for Sam Houston and that team. Congratulations again on your New Orleans Bowl victory. But as I said before, we're here to talk some Conference USA hoops today. And I have a special guest with me joining us on the show today, Jessica Radford. You have heard from her talking all about volleyball, but she is here to talk some women's basketball and some men's basketball a little bit with me today. Jessica, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have someone else in this seat so I don't just have to talk to the camera about basketball by myself. So we're going to start with the men's side because neither you nor I know that one quite as well. But Eric Jones on our staff gave us some good notes and some good things to talk about. And we have some fun games coming up this weekend, which we will get into as well. But men's basketball conference play on both women's and the women's side has begun. And so we're starting to see a little bit. I mean, some teams have played one game, some have played two, but we're going to start really seeing the cream of the crop rise to the top here over the next couple of weeks, get an idea of where these teams stand heading into March. So I am super excited for CUSA play for sure. So we've got some big games coming up this weekend, like I said, but Kennesaw State is the team that I want to talk about first, because I think that they are coming in and showing out and showing who they are as a team as we get into CUSA play. A 9-5 overall record, has done really good things in the regular season so far. A win over a top 25 team in Rutgers. They were number 24 at the time when they beat them. And then they've got some outstanding players on their team. Adrian Woolley, who we'll actually get to talk to here later in the program. We did an interview with him earlier today. He has won Freshman of the Week 5 times already this season. There's only been 9 weeks of the season so far, and he has won it 5 times, on his way to breaking the record for Freshman of the Week in a consecutive season. And that record is actually 10. So he's got a little ways to go, but he can get there.
I think so. We still have lots of weeks left.
Yes. Yes. So Kennesaw State doing really big things. Their first conference victory over the weekend over Jacksonville State. Woolley and Cottle, Simeon Cottle, the two of them, awesome backcourt duo that are just getting out there and scoring points every week. So excited to see what they can do as they head into conference play. And then also, as we were talking about Jacksonville State, Jack State, Jerron Pierre Jr., he is leading the league in scoring, and he actually ranks third nationally in scoring with 22.9 points per game. Obviously couldn't get it done against Kennesaw State this past Saturday, but excited to see what they can do as they go along as well. I think the two teams that we're probably most excited about going into this weekend are New Mexico State and UTEP, both 2-0 in conference play, both doing really well this season. The Battle of I-10 is this upcoming Saturday in El Paso, and that is absolutely our game of the week on the men's side. But on the women's side, too, I think we're probably going to see some big fireworks out of that game.
Definitely. I just think this rivalry is always big, especially in our league. Rivalries, they go crazy. It doesn't matter if they're home, if they're away. Fans show up, they show out, and both teams, they always produce. So very exciting games coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, you talk about these rivalries. There's like kind of been a little bit of, I don't know if I'll call it a basketball rivalry necessarily, but the other big game I'm looking at this weekend is Liberty versus La Tech. They're in Louisiana at Ruston, and that game will actually be on ESPNU this upcoming Saturday. But I'm excited to see these two men's teams go at it. Obviously, Louisiana Tech was picked number one in our preseason poll. They've got a lot of great players on that team, scoring a lot of points as well. And so I think that that can be a good one. And it'll be interesting to see how Liberty comes back after a tough loss to WKU on the men's side this past weekend. WKU came like screaming back, down 16 points in the second half to Liberty and beat them. And so how can the Flames kind of recover from that and go into a gritty Louisiana Tech team and see what they can do there on ESPNU on Saturday night. So those are the two games on the men's side I'm looking forward to. Obviously, as we said, standings, you can't really tell much from them at this current point. But if you look at the men's standings overall, I think you'd probably see that UTEP is performing quite well. They're 12-3 overall, 2-0 in conference so far. But like we said, just a couple of conference games on the schedule. You're either 1-1, 0-1, 0-2, 2-0. There's not a whole lot that you can figure out from the standings so far. So excited to see how this weekend turns out and see where we can maybe make a little breaking point at the end. I don't know, more games. You can figure out the standings a little bit better. But we're going to talk now, I think, into some women's basketball because that is your wheelhouse here, Jessica. And so I'm excited to talk some Women's Conference USA hoops. Is Middle Tennessee still doing the things that they've always done?
Oh, most definitely. With their win against Liberty just on Saturday, they have 31 consecutive CUSA wins, and that is the most in CUSA history. They just surpassed Rice, and they had 30 wins between the years of 2018-2020. With the win against Liberty, they're at 31.
Yep.
Let's see if they can keep it rolling.
Broken records.
Yes, broken records. Also, WKU, Josie Gilvin, she just broke a CUSA record. Well, a WKU record. She tied the CUSA record with 11 steals. So close. Just one more. With 11 steals against FIU on Saturday. So, you know, we had some milestones.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, if you missed it too, we had a women's basketball game on ESPNU this weekend, which was awesome to see. Liberty at Middle Tennessee. And I'm really excited to kind of talk a little bit about the games that you have upcoming this weekend on the women's basketball side. If you had to pick two, we had talked about the Battle of I-10 already, but what two games would you pick going into this weekend as the ones to watch?
It's so interesting because I think it's the same as the men's.
Of course,
the Battle of I-10 right now, UTEP and New Mexico State, they're both 1-1. Like we said, the rivalry, people thrive underneath rivalry. UTEP has a lot to prove. New Mexico State has a lot to prove. And they both have just powerhouse players. Molly Kaiser on New Mexico State, Yvonne Tanasi on UTEP. Just great overall scores. And I'm just so excited to see that battle. It's just like, who will come out on top? I honestly don't know who will win.
Yeah,
UTEP has momentum right now, I feel like. But New Mexico State as well. They have been scoring. They've been defending. Fancy Gasma on New Mexico State, rebounder. Just, she's been doing so, so well. So I just, that game, I don't know. That's a toss-up.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that one too.
Yes. And then we have La Tech and Liberty, I think on Saturday. La Tech is 2-0 in conference play. And I think momentum is just riding really high for them. They're on a 4-game winning streak where Liberty, they just lost to Middle Tennessee, you know. Hopefully they have something to prove, especially in conference play. They don't want to start 1-2.
Yeah.
But La Tech, I'm pretty sure they want to start 3-0. It's their first time starting 2-0 in conference play since the 2017-2018 season.
Wow.
So they're trying to keep that winning streak going. And they're starting 3 freshmen, but I don't really think that matters. And that's their first time starting freshmen in consecutive seasons since 1979.
I can't do math, but that's a long time ago.
No, seriously. And, you know, they have some veteran leadership in Robin Lee. She's a graduate student. Gianna Moore, she's a sophomore, but she was their starting point guard last year. So I think she's just that facilitator of telling these freshmen, like, hey, it's doable. Like, you can do it. Keep playing. And I think she's probably, you know, somebody that these three freshmen look up to because they were just in her shoes, you know, last year.
Yeah.
So I think if they keep this momentum, they're a young team. They're healthy. And I think they can ride out the season really ride at highs.
Yeah. Well, from a personal standpoint, Coach Storr is one of the most wonderful people. And so I'm really cheering them on for sure. But you were talking to me earlier about that freshman, Jordan Marshall, for Louisiana Tech. You told me she is just the second freshman so far in the NCAA this season to amass 150 points and 100 rebounds.
Yes.
That's a lot. That is a lot of points. And she's just going up from there. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see what they can do going forward. So if you are a run-of-the-mill Conference USA fan that wants to learn a little bit more about women's basketball in CUSA, what would be maybe the two or three teams that you would look for and what you're looking for out of those teams? You gave me a couple of notes on a couple of squads like Middle and New Mexico State and WKU. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we just talked about Louisiana Tech, but who else are you kind of looking at to maybe make a run into March?
Liberty for sure. Don't count Liberty out. I think, you know, Bella Smuda is doing very, very well for them. She rebounds. She scores. She is not letting them lose too many games at all. I think that powerhouse of a player, she's going to keep the rest of her teammates focused and on their toes that we can't keep doing this, that we have a goal in mind. And I think that they're coming up. They have, La Tech this week. I think they have WKU next week, and that would be a challenge as well. Mm-hmm. But don't count out Liberty. They're still in it.
Got it. Got it. What about, you talked about New Mexico State and Molly Kizer. She is doing incredible things as far as points per game in this season. Also, she's coming off of an incredible year last year as well. So what is that New Mexico State team doing to kind of keep their name in the game going into the Conference USA Championship there in March?
Yeah, I think Molly and Fanta has just been really, really crucial players for them right now. They're both scoring, they're both rebounding, they're both getting assists and steals. I think they're also keeping that flow of, okay, we have momentum, let's keep the momentum going. I mean, Molly Kizer, she's only one of three D1 players that's averaging 20 points, that's averaging 50% from the field goal line, 40% from the three-point line. And, you know, that's just like, what, the only player this century, men's or women's, to do that since Rice Morris Almond in 2005, 2006.
Wow.
She is putting up some tremendously great numbers for New Mexico State. And what, she's a fifth year and she's been there the whole entire time.
Yeah.
To be there from your freshman to your fifth year, you just grow so much and you see the team evolve. And I think that's why she just has that veteran presence and they're doing as well as they are.
Yeah, awesome. Well, do you want to talk about maybe Middle Tennessee too? Have they fallen off, do you think? Or do you, we haven't talked about them, I think, as much as we have in years past. If Coach Insel's watching this, he's going to be like, yeah, no, we have not fallen off. But are they just so good that we're just not talking about them as much? Or what do you think it is?
I mean, yes and also no. I think, you know, as Middle Tennessee, they beat Louisville last year and then they went on to play LSU in the NCAA tournament. And they have a really hard non-conference schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to do that as a team, you know, to prepare yourself for conference. This year, their non-conference schedule, you just kind of got the best of them a little bit. They played Kansas State, who's in the top 25, to play Tennessee. I think the Tennessee one, after they won against them last year, they was hoping to get another one this year. It didn't quite, the cards didn't quite fall their way. But then they just had an ultimately really good non-conference schedule. And, you know, sometimes you have a really good season in non-conference and you don't. Not saying that they didn't, because games weren't that bad, but they just didn't pull out a win where we're like, top 25 win, you know, but they're still really, really good. And I think they have individual pieces, of course, that make them good. You have Anastasia Bodareva, you have Jalen Gregory, you have Tamia Scott, Courtney Blakely, that's doing so, so well.
So many returners.
Returners. And they have four returners that's scoring in double figures for them.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that for the past five seasons, having four or more players in double figures. And that's really, really good for them.
Yeah.
That's not really common to have four consecutive or five consecutive seasons with multiple players scoring in double figures. So, no, they haven't fell off. Have they had milestones where we can possibly, you know, promote? Of course, but not anything where we're like, yes, yes, yes.
Yes. They're just, they've just been good, so good for so long.
Yeah.
I think, too, that's part of it. It's just like, Middle Tennessee's good this year,
as you should be. You know, you beat them, of course.
So, well, I'm excited for those two games this weekend on the men's and the women's side. You got the Battle of I-10, UTEP versus New Mexico State. And then you've got Liberty La Tech both on the men's and the women's side. That's kind of how our schedule works, if you haven't figured that out yet. We're getting two really good games on both the men's and the women's side of the ball this weekend. Super excited to see those and see how those turn out. And I am pumped for Rocket City Hoops in March. I'll tell you that much.
Yes. I don't think it's going to go the way people think it's going to go. Conference USA basketball is so, it's full of surprises.
Josh said the exact same thing like several months ago on a podcast we were having. Like, you just never know with CUSA basketball. You'll hear in just a few minutes, we were talking with Adrian Woolley from Kennesaw State. They were picked ninth in the conference. And now it's like, oh, should I shout out? Yes. And anyone have picked us ninth? Probably not. And you were talking about the Louisiana Tech squad who starts three freshmen. Kennesaw State starts three freshmen as well, which is just crazy. And so it's been a fun year so far. Can't wait to see how conference plays goes. We're just one weekend into CUSA play, which,
and it's already crazy.
And it's already nuts. It's already nuts. So excited to see how next couple of weeks go. And like I said before, we are going to transition here in just a second to our interview with Adrian Woolley. Want to run down a couple of stats for everybody on him before we bring him in for that interview. So like I said before, he's won 5 of 9 CUSA Freshman of the Week awards so far. He's well on his way to that conference record of 10, which was put up by a Rice player in the 2015-2016 season. Some of you who've been around for a little bit may remember Charles Bassey at WKU who did it. He had 9 in the 2018-2019 season. Woolley's well on his way. He is an incredible kid. He is averaging 17.3 points. points per game this season. He is currently, if the season ended today, he would finish in the top 10 all time for freshmen in points per game in one season. So he is sitting at number 9. And if this past couple of games, the past 5 games, is any indication of how the rest of the season is going to go, he has been averaging 22.4 points for the last 5 games of the season, or of these this run that he's had. And if he keeps going on that, he's going to end up in that top 10 at the end of the year for sure. So he is also the only, let me double check this. Oh yeah, the only player to have 17 plus points and a 50 plus field goal percentage. Couldn't get that one out, which no Conference USA player has ever done. So if he finishes the season with 17 plus points per game and a better than 50% field goal percentage on the year, no COSA player has ever, ever done that. So he's doing an incredible things for Kennesaw State. And they're sitting at 9-5, like I said before, just notched their first conference win. The Owls want to go all the way, let me tell you. Adrian is going to talk all about that here in just a second. We want to thank him again for joining us from his dorm room. Took some time right after practice to talk to us. And here is that interview. All right, everybody, joining us here on CUSA Insider, we have a very special guest, our first basketball guest of the season, Adrian Woolley, true freshman from Kennesaw State, joining us here fresh off of his 5th Freshman of the Week honor in 9 weeks here at Conference USA. Adrian, thank you so much for joining the program.
Thank you for having me.
We are super excited to talk to you today. Kennesaw State doing big things here in their first year in Conference USA, coming off of their first CUSA win in conference play over Jacksonville State on Saturday. Adrian, how does it feel to get that victory and roll right on into the rest of CUSA play?
Oh, it feels good. It gives us that spark just to know that we're working with something and we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're looking forward to just going out and just winning every night and just having a competitive mindset every night, each and every night.
Well, you definitely have that competitive mindset. There is no doubt about it. As a freshman, you are averaging 17.3 points per game this season. I don't know if you know this, but you're on your way to finishing in the top 10 of freshman points per game all time in the league. Right now, you're sitting at number 9 with a couple more weeks of the season left to go. What is your kind of preparation going into this season like, coming from high school ball there in Tuscaloosa to Division I basketball there in Kennesaw, Georgia?
Well, I mean, it just came with stacking days. I knew, like, once I got into college, stacking days in the gym would be the best thing for me because it's just going to get me better and just show me what I need to work on throughout the process. As of right now, the first semester that we had, it's been smooth. I feel like I'm getting better. And I feel like it's just going to keep on getting better from here.
So what has your prep in the gym been like? Are you a guy who wakes up in the morning, eats breakfast, goes to class, and gets in the gym? What are you doing over there in Kennesaw, Georgia that's got you scoring points like this?
I do my 2-a-days. So, like, I'll go to the gym in the morning and then do your class work after that. And then after that, you go back again, and then you chill for the rest of the day. That's how my day goes. So, yeah.
I heard somewhere that you're a meditation guy. Is this true?
Yeah, it is true. When I got time to myself, I definitely meditate. I feel like it's good for, like, just a peace of mind sometimes.
Do you meditate to, like, music or, like, sounds? Like, what's your go-to? I'm so curious.
I'll just say, like, peace and quiet and, like, letting the airflow. Like, outside, I like to meditate outside sometimes. Sometimes I just do it in my room just because it just gives me a peace of mind.
Well, okay. I don't know if anyone knew that Adrian Woolley was such a cerebral yogi type of guy, but I love to hear that. If it translates to what you're doing on the court, I think everyone should be taking a page from your book. I was curious to hear a little bit about your relationship there with Simeon Caudill, who is also just lights out scoring this year, just above you at 18.9 points per game. What is it like having that backcourt duo of the two of you who can just get out there, score points every night there for the Owls?
I really just look up to Sam. I feel like he's a great mentor. He teaches the game well, and just learning from him each and every day at practice is just getting me better as well. Because, you know, like, we preach to our team that iron sharpens iron. So, like, once we go into each other, like, we go into each other, we're just working together to get better.
So you talk about your team and your makeup. Well, obviously you are a freshman, but I think one thing that some people nationally may not realize is that the starting five for the Owls is made up mostly of freshmen. Three of the five starters for you guys, freshmen, obviously yourself, Jameel Miller and Braden Liu. What is it like to get out there with those guys who are in their first year at the program, but still be able to take on that leadership role and bring your team to victory 9 times so far this season with a 9-5 overall record?
I mean, it's great, like, going out there and competing with the guys every day. It starts from, like, practice. Like, in practice, we're competing against each other every day, like, really hard. And just to go out on the court and just show with everybody what we've been working on is really good. And I feel like we got great chemistry to be, like, the freshmen that we are. So, and it's working so well, and that's why we got the wins that we got right now so far.
Well, it has certainly been exciting to watch. I do want to mention and kind of ask you what it was like for you guys as a team to defeat your top 25 opponent in program history there at Kennesaw State against Rutgers, who was number 24 at the time, back on November 24th. What was that like for you guys as a team, and how does that propel you going forward for the rest of the season?
That really just made us, like, let's see how to answer that. Like, that really gave us that spark just to know, like, just to keep going, because there's way more things that we can do, like, as a team. Just being that team, a top 25 team, that just showed us that, like, we could compete against anybody in our conference, anybody that's outside of our conference as well. It just gave us that momentum just to keep going and push every day.
Obviously, for Kennesaw State, you guys are the new kids on the block here in Conference USA. As a freshman, you don't know what it was like necessarily to play in the A-Sun last year and then move up to Conference USA. But as a team, do you feel like you guys kind of have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, kind of wanting to go out there and prove yourself in your first year in Conference USA?
I feel like we are trying to prove ourselves. They put us at 9 in the polls, and we're trying to just show everybody that that's not where we're placed. That's not where we're supposed to be placed at. So we're just trying to strive for greatness this year, coming from the A-Sun.
Love it. Love to hear that. Well, you guys are absolutely showing out so far. I do want to ask you a question here about your head coach, Antoine Pettway. What is it about him and his coaching style that gets you guys up and ready to go for each game every Thursday and Saturday?
Coach Pettway comes in with a lot of energy every day. Like, this man is an everyday person like that. So, like, the way that he acts on the court is the same way he acts, like, when he's not in front of a camera or behind a closed door. But he just gives us that, like, extra push and that push just to keep going. Like, the energy that he brings to the team just helps us out in the long run. Yeah.
I'm curious to know, knowing that you are a Tuscaloosa native and Coach Pettway has a long history there at the University of Alabama, did that part of his history and your history weigh at any point in your decision to come to Kennesaw State?
Yeah, I feel like that did weigh in a lot, because knowing where he came from and the knowledge that he has and the people that he has connections with, I know that can help me get to the next level. And it's, I feel like just with him having the mindset that he has, it was an easy pick for me. Yeah.
I was super excited to hear that you're from Tuscaloosa. I am a University of Alabama graduate myself, so I spent 4 years there, driving up and down Skyland Boulevard, doing all the things. So I know that you had a good time growing up there. I'm sure you made it to a couple of Alabama basketball games, and you got lucky to see them when they were really good, because when I was there, it was not quite the case. So, I want to ask you one big question for you personally, and that is, what is your big goal this season? And obviously, you've gone out already scoring a lot of points, winning those Freshman of the Week honors, 5 out of 9 possible ones so far, on your way to tying and or breaking the conference record, which is 10 Freshman of the Week honors in one season. What is your goal that you want to accomplish this year?
My biggest goal is just to get that Freshman of the Year. But my second goal is just to try to take my team to the big ticket, the March Madness. If we can get there, I feel like that'll open up a lot of doors for each and every person on our team. You just give us that boost just to keep going.
Well, we will see what you guys can do in Huntsville for sure. Rocket City Hoops coming up in March. I will do a ticket plug here. Tickets are on sale. Everybody would want to like to go to conferenceusa.com/Rocket City Hoops. Be there, be square, watch the Owls possibly punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament. It would be quite the Cinderella story, I think, in your first year in the league. Love that that is obviously your big goal for the season. Well, I'm going to turn the page a little bit and ask you a couple of fun questions here to end out our interview. My first question that I ask every single person that we have on this program is a segment that we like to call CUSA Eats. Okay. I'm about to ask you about your favorite restaurants there in Kennesaw, Georgia. If I was to come to Kennesaw next week and I had to pick a couple of places to go have a meal at, where should I go grab some grub?
The first place I'd say is JJ's Fish and Chicken. I discovered them just recently. JJ's Fish and Chicken, Miller's Ale House. And I'm a Chipotle type of guy. So, okay. Yeah. That's my top three.
Okay, JJ's Fish and Chicken, fried fish, hush puppies. Like, what are we doing there?
Yeah. Me, I go with the, it's like a chicken tender box with like three wings. They load your plate. So, like, your plate be big. So, like, you'll enjoy it. Definitely.
Okay. Awesome. Sounds delicious. I love that. And what do you get at the Ale House? What do you get over at Mills?
The Zingler, it's like a Zingler plate with chicken tenders, fries, with cheese, bacon, barbecue sauce on top.
So you're a chicken tender guy, it sounds like.
There's me right there.
Do you get chicken at Chipotle too?
Yeah, chicken and steak double.
Okay.
Steak double.
That's the way to go. That's my meal. That's my meal also. Chicken and steak, obviously, obviously. And then my other question for you, other than meditating before a game, do you have any pregame rituals, songs, like, anything you do the night before to get you prepped and ready for a game day?
I definitely get into my Bible. I like reading and just open up my mind to get closer with God, because I know, like, with Him, I can make anything work and anything is possible with just Him in your eyes. So I'd like to read the Bible before games and then have my good night's sleep.
All right. Amen, brother. I'd love to hear that. Well, I think that's really all I have for you today, except for I know that you guys have two really big conference games coming up this weekend. Thursday, you'll be at Middle Tennessee. Saturday, you'll be at WKU. Two perennial powerhouse programs here in Conference USA. What are you guys doing this week to get prepped and ready for those two games?
We're just watching a lot of film, getting our team acclimated to what the team, other team does, and we're just going to go out there and compete with the best, I guess, you know.
Awesome. Well, we are super excited to see what the Owls can continue to do in conference play this season, see how you guys finish out the month of January and the month of February, and where you guys will be seated there in Huntsville come March. It is an exciting first season here for Kennesaw State. And Adrian Woolley, you are one of the leaders there in that backcourt helping Kennesaw State to those victories. And we are so excited to have you join the program. Thanks so much again.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you again to Adrian Woolley and Jessica Radford for joining us here on the show today. Thank you, Conference USA fans, for joining us for our very first episode of 2025. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on Spotify, Apple, or Amazon Music, we are so happy to have you with us in the new year. And can you believe that I forgot to go over all of the different places that you can find CUSA Insider during our open of the show? Don't worry, I'm going to let you know right now. So if you are trying to find CUSA Insider, you can search Conference USA on YouTube and you will be able to find the show there. Or if you would rather listen to us in an audio-only format, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and on Amazon Music. And as always, you can follow us on social media at CUSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach out to us via email. We promise to get back to you. And you can email CUSAinsider@conferenceusa.com. All right. We talked a lot about basketball today. Wanted to let you know where you can watch some of those games that we were talking about earlier. On the women's side first, Louisiana Tech takes on Liberty at 1 p.m. Central Time this upcoming Saturday on ESPN+. And then following that game, you can find that UTEP New Mexico State game, the Battle of I-10, on ESPN+ at 3 p.m. Central Time. So those are our two games to watch on the women's side. Now on the men's side, it's the same games, just flipped. So you can find Liberty at Louisiana Tech on ESPNU at 7 p.m. Central Time. And then right after that, you can just get your multi-screen going on YouTube TV if you've got that. You can find New Mexico State at UTEP, another battle of I-10, same day, same weekend, but this time on the men's side, 8 p.m. Central Time on ESPN+. All right, everybody, that is all for us today. We enjoyed having you with us. We hope you will come back again next week. You are listening to CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm Sarah Rudolph, signing off.